The Holy Gospel today comes from the 5th chapter of Matthew. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly, I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." This is the gospel of the Lord. May the Lord bless his people with peace. Well, you know, we always say, whenever we read a gospel reading, "This is the gospel of the Lord," or "This is the gospel of the Lord." How does it feel today? Does it feel like, "This is the gospel of the Lord"? Does it feel like that for you today? Or is it more like, "This is the gospel of the Lord"? Does it feel like that maybe too? Well, this is the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Pastor Beth talked about the Beatitudes that shapes and frames the beginning of the sermon. Blessed are, blessed are, blessed are. And then Jesus goes right into these two things. He says two things we're supposed to be. You are salt, and you are light. And it's you all, us all of us. Not just individuals, all of us. We're called to be those things, salt and light. Now, in this second half, from 17 to 20, he gets political. So I'm going to get political too in a second. So just be ready for some political action. And then third, well, it's actually very personal. Like giving blood personal. That's how personal it is. So we'll get to all that. So first, you all are the salt and the light of the world. I talked about salt being flavorful, adding flavor, and preserving. There's other things that you could talk about salt. But those are just the two that I want to talk about today. Because here's a statement I have. God flavors us with grace, and God gifts us with forgiveness so that we can be salt and light. With grace and forgiveness from God, we can be salt and light. So it's a metaphor, you know, and you can extend a metaphor only so far, but I like the flavor image. I think that's pretty good because, like I suggested, how do we flavor others in the world? And it's through love, like giving blood. But you could probably think of other ways that we could make a difference where things just taste better, things taste deeper. When you have a meal with someone and it's a really good meal and you start talking and you start just getting deeper and deeper. You've had those meals before, haven't you? Maybe with your spouse, your partner, your kids, your grandkids, your friends. Maybe even with a neighbor. Because remember, all this is framed. Jesus reminds us, the law and the prophets, like he says, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law and the prophets." All of that hangs on a couple of things. One, he says, "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." He's quoting his scripture, our Old Testament. "I desire mercy and not sacrifice." And the other piece is, what are the greatest commandments? He was asked in the Gospel of Matthew, we'll get this later on. A rich guy comes from the Pharisees. and he wants to test Jesus. What do I need to do to enter life? Like Jesus says here in verse 20, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven if you don't exceed righteousness. The Pharisees, they were 100% righteous. And Jesus was challenging those leaders of the day. The Pharisees and scribes and Jesus were all vying for the people's attention. And the Pharisees, they were 100% righteous. That's what they taught. That's what they were about. We know the law. We are righteous. Righteous simply means what's required. What is right in the eyes of God. The Pharisees, they said, there's 613 commandments, plus we're going to interpret them for you. So they had all kinds of ways, not only of the Old Testament way, but they had added some ways. And Jesus was challenging that. He said, that's what he says about it. You have to exceed the Pharisees. Well, what's more than 100%? It's 110%. Nobody can do that. Nobody can do that. But we do know what's required from God. Love your neighbor. Love God with everything you have. And in that story of the rich man, he said, well, I've kept the commandments. And Jesus said, you only got to do one thing more. You got to clear out your checkbook and your savings and your 401k, because he had one, because he was rich. You got to clear it all out. Give it to the poor and then follow me. The disciples said, if he can't get in, who can? And Jesus said, with people, it's impossible. But with God, anything is possible. That's what gets us back to this about being light and salt. We know what it means to be salt. Good salt. The goodness of salt. We know what it means to be light. Light, light, light. Light that shines in the darkness. Light that guides. You know what it means to be light. And we're going to hear in this Sermon on the Mount, we're going to hear about treasures in heaven. And Jesus is going to say, our eyes are the lamps of our body. Which connects right to our heart. And the only way we can be salt and light, well, is to love. And the best way we can love is when we're flavored with grace and forgiveness from God. That's why we do this confession every time. It's meant for us to cleanse us, to cleanse our hearts, because they get dark. That darkness, we sit in it. Day number 48 without sunshine. Well, I don't know where we're at now. It feels like Aberdeen 10 years ago when we lived there. There's some record. Nobody likes it. Not even Northwest people. Darkness. It just stinks. Who wants it? Nobody wants that. There are times to retreat and solitude. But that's not what Jesus is talking about. You are salt. You are light. And that was the political challenge. That's what Jesus was getting at when he was challenging the Pharisees and the other leaders of the day. It's about love. I've been sent by God to tell you that. Change your heart. Repent. The kingdom is here and now. It's as here and now as salt and light and love and mercy and compassion and forgiveness. You know what it is. Be flavored by God's grace and mercy and forgiveness so we can be that light. I'm checking out the book by Greta Thunberg. Do you know who that is? She's that little 16-year-old person. I just say she's little because she's smaller than me. I guess most people are smaller than me, but not everybody. And all I was thinking about is this biblical image of a lion and a lamb in Isaiah, and the two will be together. And I think of President Trump and her. Now imagine if somehow they came together. They decided we're going to be light for the world. Imagine if the lion and the lamb both speaking truth. You may agree or disagree with either case. I don't care. That's not the point. But if they got together, imagine that. Imagine the beam, the power of that light. That light that's filled with love and mercy and forgiveness. Imagine it. That's what Jesus is getting at. Psalm 85:10 says this: mercy and truth will meet together. Righteousness and peace will kiss each other. What a powerful, powerful verse. Especially for our time right now. Because it's politics is it feels dark. It feels dark. That's what many people say in our country. I try to be kind. I try to be nice. I try to give people a break. But even I'm getting worn down. Imagine it. The lion and the lamb. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. We light that candle every time someone's baptized, and that's what we say. Let your light shine before others that they may see your glory. I can never remember it. I always have to look at it. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Our job of loving, our job of showing the world Jesus, our job of being light and salt, it's not for us. It's so that others will see it, see that light, and taste that salt, the goodness of it, the depth of it, and that they'll say, I need some of that. This is a dark moment. I need that light. It is not a good taste right now. I need that flavor. It's powerful. It's powerful. The whole Sermon on the Mount is powerful stuff. And it's simple stuff. That's why it's so personal. It's simple. Love your neighbor. Be salt. We know what that is. Be light. We know what that is. We sang the song, rise, shine, for the light is a-coming. Rise, shine, for the light is a-coming. Oh, rise, shine, for the light is a-coming. My Lord says, I'm coming by and by. We're the light. Jesus is the light within us. Let's stand and sing and give thanks. Hallelujah. We sing your praises. Amen.